Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, December 11th. A Republican from Delta County is having his recent election to the State House challenged. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Representative-elect Matt Soper is being challenged by Palisade resident David Edwards, who claims that Soper did not actually live in House District 54 for the required 12 months before being elected. Edwards filed his complaint with the Colorado Secretary of State. He said that Soper utterly failed to fulfill the residency requirements for the position he was elected to last month. Soper claimed residence at 10 Hardig Drive in Delta, but the people who were renting that home from Soper's mother said that he did not live there for the last 2 years. The family that lived at the residence was evicted and moved out at the end of November. Soper said he lived with his girlfriend on Clearview Drive, which is located in House District 54. The complaint by Edwards alleges that Soper actually lived at his parents' home in nearby Austin, which is in House District 61. Soper lived in that home while he served on the Orchard City Board of Trustees. Edwards is a former member of the Palisade Board of Trustees. Soper's opponent last November was independent Thea Chase, who also serves on the Palisade Board. The Secretary of State's office confirmed that it had received the complaint, but it denied further comment until the office could review the procedure for dealing with it. The pharmaceutical industry is making a last-minute push in Congress to roll back mandated discounts for drugs distributed through Medicare, but seniors advocates in Colorado are pushing back. Eric Galatis has the story.
The pharmaceutical industry is making a last-minute push in Congress to roll back mandated discounts for drugs distributed through Medicare Part D, but seniors advocates are pushing back. Industry groups are lobbying Congress to change a measure passed in February that was designed to bridge a coverage gap for seniors. AARP has sent a letter to congressional leaders and launched a national ad campaign opposing the move, and Bob Murphy with AARP Colorado is urging the state's 685,000 members to contact their elected representatives.
Let's not break a deal that was made just a few months ago for the purposes of giving Big Pharma a bailout on the backs of older Americans who need life-saving prescription drugs.
Congress increased the discount on name brand drugs from 50% to 70% during a lapse in Medicare coverage known as a donut hole. The move is projected to save seniors $1.3 billion in out-of-pocket costs in 2019. Industry groups claim the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018 went too far and want insurance companies, whose share of drug costs also was reduced, to pay more. In 2015, Part D beneficiaries spent nearly $27 billion in out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs. Each drug costs on average just under $7,000 per year, and people with chronic conditions generally need four different medications, but the median income of beneficiaries is just $26,000 a year. Murphy says Congress should stand up for seniors, not drug company profits.
Big Pharma is coming in and trying to renegotiate a deal for the purpose of adding $4 billion in bottom line profits to an industry that already received $141 billion in Medicare Part D revenue in 2016 alone.
According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the pharmaceutical industry has invested more than $20 million in lobbying in 2018. According to Bloomberg News, industry leaders increased their lobbying efforts by at least 30% in the third quarter of this year. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
In a process that has been ongoing since last month, the Delta Montrose Electric Association is asking a state authority to decide how much it should have to pay to get out of its agreement with its wholesale power provider, the Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, DMEA asked the Colorado Public Utilities Commission to determine the exit fee to get out of its contract with Tri-State, which is currently scheduled to run through 2040. Since its members voted to change its charter nearly 2 months ago, DMEA has been negotiating an exit with Tri-State. But the energy co-op says that despite those efforts, Tri-State has refused to agree on a fair charge. DMEA said in a press release that the Public Utilities Commission has a legal responsibility to ensure just, reasonable, and non-discriminatory rates. DMEA also said in its release that if it withdraws from Tri-State, it plans to partner with Colorado wholesale power provider Guzman Energy. There is a recent precedent for DMEA's move. Kit Carson Electric Cooperative in New Mexico partnered with Guzman Energy after agreeing to pay Tri-State $37 million for a contract buyout. DMEA said in its release that Guzman Energy has helped bring significant economic benefits to Kit Carson's electric service territory, including a plan to add 35 megawatts of local solar power. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission has yet to respond to DMEA's request. The first major decision to reach is whether or not the commission even has jurisdiction to decide the matter. Generally, wholesale rates are regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Finally today, in a story that we'll be reporting on over the next week, seven southwestern states that depend on the Colorado River are meeting in Las Vegas to discuss a drought mitigation contingency plan. According to the Denver Post, it's highly unlikely that the seven states, Colorado, Arizona, California, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, will meet the end-of-the-year deadline to sign an agreement. Arizona has been the holdout. That state is still negotiating how to deal with water cutbacks when a shortage is declared, probably in 2020. If Lake Mead falls below a certain level, Arizona will face a 9% reduction in water supply, Nevada a 3% cut, and California up to 8%. Mexico's share of river water would also be reduced. The Bureau of Reclamation, seven basin states, and water contractors will begin negotiating again, beginning no later than 2020. And please stay tuned to KVNF and Local Motion tonight at 6 p.m. KVNF News will have a year-end wrap-up of coverage about the Colorado River and the drought in the Southwest. KUNC reporter Luke Runyon, who is covering the water meeting in Las Vegas and will be reporting on Colorado River issues next year, will join KVNF News for an interview and a year-end wrap-up of stories about the drought. That's Local Motion tonight on KVNF at 6 p.m. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, December 11th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.